A week from tomorrow night, Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga opens its 2020 season with a Stephen Sondheim musical, Assassins. Gary Lee Posey founded ETC, and Christy Gallo is one of its producing partners. Gary, Christy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Ensemble Theater is back with a new season.
A new season. I know, it's crazy. We've been going since 2007, so 13 years, but this is what, our 11th? 10th or 11th?
This is our 11th, yes.
11th continuously operating January to December season.
And this season, you're focusing on the nature of responsibility.
Nature of responsibility, yeah. How we define that, or how one defines that, or kind of the world around what that means. We choose a theme every year, basically, just so that it helps to focus what we do. There's so many plays and musicals that we want to do, but we have to kind of like limit ourselves. And we found that by doing it with a theme, that kind of helps.
And you're starting off with Assassins.
Yeah, we like to go big.
We do. We like a challenge.
Go big or go home, right? But, you know, it's an election year, and the country's very divisive right now. So it seems ripe for something like this. You know?
This is Sondheim. This is a musical about assassins.
Yeah.
Presidential assassins.
Presidential assassins, right. So attempted assassinations. I should mention this is the first Sondheim that we've done.
Yes, I was going to say that as well. We've wanted to tackle a Sondheim before, and so it's exciting that this is our first.
We've been waiting. Because, you know, you just can't just jump out of the gun with a Sondheim. You got to have the right people, the right chops, the right approach, and the right time. And all of that seems to be right now.
You also have Frozen, not to be confused with the film.
Oh,
I hope no one confuses that. I know it will be, but that would not be a great mistake to make. But Frozen, I think, is a compelling piece. Honestly, the first time I read it, I was deeply moved by the material, just what it is exploring, really the mind and the life of a serial killer, if I could say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, which is why we hope no one gets it confused with Letting It Go. So
yes, no Disney's Frozen. No.
But you know, it's funny because when we read the play, it was right before the movie came out, the first animated films. And we were like, oh, we're going to do this play. We're going to do it. And then all of a sudden this movie came out and everybody's like, you're going to do Frozen? I'm like, no, not that Frozen. So we've been waiting, you know, and the Enterprise just doesn't keep going down with Frozen. So we just, we were like, let's just do it. Let's just do it. And let's just take the rap. You know?
Yeah, we really put that project on pause for a while to hope that the timing would improve. But yeah, I'm excited to share that piece.
But the play really does speak to the responsibility of forgiveness and moving on, letting go, figuring out how to forgive yourself and forgive others. And so that's a big deal. So that responsibility, which I think, again, is very important in this tumultuous year, mm-hmm. politically speaking, to go along with Assassins.
And from Assassins and Frozen, we go to The Bridges of Madison County, mm-hmm. a musical.
A musical version, yeah. Jason Robert Brown, a very popular composer, musical theater composer of the last 10 years or so, put this together with Marcia Norman, who has written some very compelling theater. What we have is a unique musical in that the book and the music, they're both very strong and very important elements of the story and really challenging in equal parts, and I think anyways. Very beautiful, moving score, and then just the story, I think, if you're familiar with either the book or the movie, the story is just really heartbreaking, mm-hmm. and hopeful, and at points you want to empathize with the relationship that's developing, but also with the relationship that's there, and it's strong.
Then we have three more shows to talk about.
Right. Eurydice.
Oh, and this is, Eurydice is such a great script. I'm excited about that project because I think we have a really unique take on it. But Eurydice, this is Sarah Rule. Am I saying that correct? Mm-hmm. Sarah Rule's version. And her presentation of the storyline in the script, I think, is really what makes this version of Eurydice interesting.
Right. So it's the Orpheus legend, mm-hmm. sort of told from the perspective of the woman. But there's a lot of family and relationship responsibility that's discussed there. And then from that, we go into a play called The Wolf in the River by Adam Rapp, which is, wow.
It's actually just Wolf in the River.
There's no the.
There's no the.
but it has such a profound effect on me. I need to put an article there. Yeah, Wolf in the River by Adam Rapp, which is just, it's one of those pieces that might challenge Chattanooga in a way that the zip code is not ready for. We do this every other year or so. We put something out there that we know might have a little bit of kickback, or at least something that's going to push the envelope more than just that cliche.
Well, you're not going to give it away here.
Not yet. We'll come back later for that.
But if you could give us a word, point us in the general direction with a word.
About Wolf in the River?
Mm-hmm.
Bloody. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's bloody. And not necessarily in a gore kind of way.
No.
But in a very metal, the essence of what blood does to our senses. Yeah.
Well, and it makes me think of the British had a theater movement called In Your Face Theater. You're being Y-E-R, in your face. I feel this Adam Rapp piece is right in there with that kind of material. Mm. It is... aggressive is not quite the right word, but it's very brave theater. It's very brave.
Yeah. Asks a lot of the people who are doing it.
As well as the people who are viewing it. Yeah.
It's a big experience.
And then we have one more.
Yeah, one more as part of the regular season, which is another musical called Loving Repeating, which is really hard to find much information about if you're out there looking for it. But essentially, Stephen Flaherty, who has written several very popular musicals like Ragtime and Seussical, you might recognize his name from those, took the words of Gertrude Stein and set them to music, telling a story of the relationship with her and Alice Toklas on tertiarily, that's not a word, but you know what I'm trying to say?
It is now.
Tertiarily. it's one part of it, but also it kind of looks at her responsibility towards language and our responsibility towards the spoken word, which I think is, to me, what I take as one of the most important pieces about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have on the side a project with the Chattanooga Autism Center that we've created. Our partnership is kicking off a program called the Spectrum Playhouse, which will be a program that does a summer camp and a big production annually for children and young adults on the spectrum. And so this first piece that we've created is kind of a devised piece that I've written called Shades of a Spectrum. And it's taken basically interviewing 6 different individuals on the spectrum and their families and coming up with a storyline that puts that all together. And so that'll be in March. It's kind of a side project that we're doing, but it's part of our season. So,
well, we look forward to all these shows.
Yeah, all 7 of them. And they kick off soon, so we're but anyway, yeah.
With ensemble theater around as long as it has been, what are some things that you've learned from season to season that come in handy as you get ready for this one?
That's a great question.
Yeah. I think, you know, each year it's just there's a new crop of artists. And so it's welcoming that new group in and helping them to understand what we do and the way that we do it, which is a little different than other places, I think. We put a lot of emphasis on minimalism and what we would call psychologically realism in our performance, finding new audience members that can accept and buy into what we're doing, as well as finding the new artists that do the same thing and then training them quickly so that we don't lose them, you know? Because it can be, I've talked to Richard about this a lot, the intimate theater style that we do can be very intimidating on both sides of the proscenium, which we don't use. We don't really observe a proscenium, but on both sides, it can be kind of intimidating. And then the other thing I think, and Christy might be able to speak to this, is just balancing out our season so that it's not all death and dirge, which is what we kind of get accused of sometimes.
So. We do. I was definitely going to echo the same thought of really embracing our style. I think it was Mozart who said that genius lies in simplicity. We do have a more black box approach to theater. And so training both actor and audience about the complexity of that and the experiences that are possible when you dare into an intimate setting like that. I think that's definitely a big thing that we've learned. But balancing the season, we do get accused of leaning into maybe a little bit too much grit or a little bit too much dark. I've had a couple of people be like, man, your 2020 season's really dark. And I want to be like, well, don't miss the levity in there. There's definitely levity in there.
I know. There's some comedy. Assassins can be very funny.
It sounds hysterical. No, I'm... But
there's a guy who's dressed as Santa Claus the entire show.
Who doesn't love that?
Right.
But really balancing the offering. We are people that are not afraid to lean into a little bit of discomfort and bringing the audience into that experience. I think it makes us better actors. It makes us all better people and better audience members to have those experiences. That's just kind of my take on it.
Well, and I also think that, you know, we've really had to carve out the niche for us because, you know, there's lots of community theaters or theaters for the community in town and some that keep coming up. And we're all very excited for a lot of those.
Absolutely.
Because the more theater there is, the more we can get exposed to. But trying to find out what makes us unique and what makes us, I don't want to say, you know, different, but we focus on the experience primarily for both the audience and the artist. And how does that experience come together in one special moment? And so that's really what we try to do. And so trying to figure out what shows do that and how we can best accommodate that with the resources that we have is something that I think that we keep challenging ourselves with.
And where can people go online for more information?
EnsembleTheaterChattanooga.com. It's long. We spell theater R-E. It's very elitist. I'm sorry about that.
British spelling.
Yeah, EnsembleTheaterChattanooga.com. We have a newly redesigned website, which we're really excited about. So you can also find us on Facebook. We keep that pretty updated. So,
all right. Gary, Christy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.